So fantastic day for your constituents then. You must be very pleased that this A21 widening project has finally been completed.
I'm absolutely thrilled, and everyone, not just in Tunbridge Wells, but across West Kent and right the way down to Hastings, I think thinks this is a huge moment, having crawled through those traffic jams for years, suffered all the dangers of that road, to get this brand new dual carriageway officially opened is a red letter day.
It's been a long time coming though, hasn't it? Lots of delays along the way, and this was first suggested way back in 2008.
Do you know, it was even before that. It was first suggested just after the Second World War, can you believe it? Everyone has known almost forever that the main road between London with the M25 and the south coast in our part of the world should be a dual carriageway, and it's been a real battle, working with the whole community to persuade all of the authorities to get on and do it. And finally we had that breakthrough, and the results of it are very clear to everyone that that lives and works in the area.
So what are the major advantages as far as you're concerned?
It is much safer, much quicker. You don't get the bottleneck that came from the situation before, which it was like a country lane as it went over Castle Hill. So that's very important. There's another part, which is the flyover separates the local traffic going to the industrial estate from the true through traffic up and down the A21. And they got into a tangle with each other, and they've now been separated. So that's a big improvement. And it's also important to emphasise the safety improvements. This was a real accident black spot. Yeah, my constituents have been killed on that road, and it was always a real tragedy to have to read about and meet the, and in some cases the parents of constituents that have been killed, when we knew that a proper road would be safer as well. So at last it's been done, and everyone will welcome that.